Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Is there any key ingredient that we need to be happy? Something that, if we have that, we're going to be happy? Or the reverse of it could be, are there only certain people that can be happy? Is happiness limited to a select few? Well, let's explore that together today. The great news is, I believe any of us can be happy, no matter of our race, our circumstances, our intelligence. It really doesn't matter what we start off with. We can end up living a very, very happy life. But there is one thing that we need in order to get there. And it's really a principle of life in general that across the board works, but it works with happiness too. What is that principle? In general, what we're talking about right now is success, to succeed at something. What's the key ingredient of success? But let me start with a story to illustrate this point of success. What's needed to succeed at anything? If you don't know this about me, I have a private practice in Newport Beach, and I work with very successful human beings. Newport Beach is one of the most expensive zip codes to live in the world. So in order to live there, you have to be very successful. So the people I work with, though they do a variety of things, they're all very successful. But what's the key ingredient that I see working with these people? Because obviously I know them pretty well. That key ingredient is they really work hard and are earnest about being successful. They really want to be successful. They learn from their mistakes, and then they keep going forward. And it's not just hard work, it's really working smart. There's a lot of people that work really hard. Teachers, for example, can work really hard, but they're not necessarily financially successful. But if your teacher ends up being Teacher of the Year, I can pretty much guarantee the same principles are going to be there. That teacher or that successful business person worked hard and smart. They learn things, they develop their skills, they learn from their mistakes, they move forward, and they kept improving what they did and their skills at their craft. Now, interestingly, once you get successful at something, it can breed success again. For example, right now, I don't know when you're listening to this podcast, but right now, if you're listening to it in 2011, we're in a pretty tough recession. What I've found with my clients in Newport Beach is, yes, they have felt the effects of it too, but because they're very gifted at the business world, they've adapted to the changes and they continue to be successful. Though many of them have been affected by the economy, they have adapted, moved forward, and are successful again. And in general, as long as what we're pursuing is realistic, for example, we want to be an excellent college professor, we can do that. Now, if we want to be nominated for President of the United States or become a world-class athlete, that's not really feasible. That can happen, and the same skills of success apply, but you need good genetics there and circumstances to work for you. And not everyone, when there's a limited pool, can do that. But as long as the pool is general and any of us can achieve it, like financial success, then as long as we adapt, learn, grow, we'll end up most likely, if we stick to it, being financially successful, or whatever it may be. Maybe you want to be an excellent parent. So if you study parenting books, learn about it, take classes, talk to other parents, you're going to end up being an awfully good parent. And any of us can be a good parent. Now, what happens though in regards to happiness, all these other things that we're pursuing, like money, like fame, like success, like prestige, what we're pursuing at the deepest level is happiness. We all just want to be happy. But unfortunately, most of the pursuits that we pursue when we get on this path of success, doing well at something, we think that if we reach our goals, we'll be happy. But what happens is these ends to the result don't work. None of them do. Because anything that's impermanent, anything that we can achieve, can be taken away. And if it can be taken away, even if we're a multi-billionaire, the threat's there. And with these successes, there can be change. And when change hits, we suffer. Or even if there isn't any changes and we remain successful, top at what we do, there's always that threat, someday it's going to change. Or at another level, once we reach our goals, we say, wow, that actually didn't make me very happy. Everyone loves me, but I'm not happy. So first, if we want to be happy, we have to be very earnest about that. And we have to work at it and work at it. But we also have to be honest. For example, if we run a business and it doesn't make us any money, we're going to close it down and move on to something else. Unfortunately, when it comes to happiness, we often really delude ourselves. We stick to something even when it's really not working, thinking, well, maybe this will make me happy. Or we delude ourselves through addiction, saying, well, I'm happy when I'm on my drug, but just don't take my drug away. You know, since it can be taken away, obviously addictions can't work. And lots of people struggle with addictions, but they don't work and they cause us suffering. We all get that. But let's say we're beyond the addictive stage. Then we have to do one thing and say, okay, I have to be honest. Right now, I really like what I'm doing. I'm in a loving relationship and I have a couple great kids. But sometimes I have these fears, these intense fears that kick in when I hear stories about divorce, when I hear people losing their jobs, when I hear people whose kids have died because of an accident or illness. If there's a threat to what we have right now, then really we're ultimately not happy. Happiness has to be available 100% of the time and unconditionally. If it's conditional, it's really not going to be lasting happiness. I can give a couple examples of what I would call not really deep, lasting happiness. My wife, many years ago when our children were very young, was part of a mom's group. And in Orange County, where we live, there was an accident where three children were killed in the back seat while their parents were waiting for a light. And it made national news. And in my wife's mom's group, they discussed what had happened. And really, all of them, all these women, my wife reported, were very fearful, and they couldn't even possibly imagine losing their kids like that. It was such a dark, scary thing that it really made them very afraid. And because of that, they suffered, even though their children were very happy and doing well. Just their fear caused them unhappiness. And we just really need to be honest. Are we really continuously happy? And when the bumps of life come, yes, we deal with them, we address them, we feel them, and we heal, but are we ultimately in a pretty stable state of happiness? And if we answer no to that, that's where earnestness is the key. Then we just keep going. We keep learning tools, skills that help us to improve our permanent state of happiness. It is possible for life to go very, very well. But it takes work. And as long as we're not turning towards addictions, because I find a lot of people do that and delude themselves thinking, I'm happy, when they're really not. And secondly, we're honest. And I think that's why addictions are dangerous, because they help us to not be honest. But when we're truly feeling what we feel and we're honest, then we're going to keep working. We're going to keep working on finding ways to really be in a pretty regular state of happiness. And if we're not, then let's keep working on it. This whole podcast is about how to be happy. And we'll explore together the world of happiness and how we can be happy. And with these tools, we can really have a beautiful, happy life. But it takes work. It takes earnestness. We have to really want to be happy at the expense of nothing but that. If we want to be famous, if we want to be rich, even if we're not happy, then we may end up having those things, but we're probably not going to be happy. If the end result is, I want to be happy now, not when I die, when I go to heaven, not someday when I reach this goal, but right now, then it's possible. I believe any of us can have a very happy life. It takes work. It's worth the effort. But together, let's explore. let's continue to learn ways to be happy. It is possible. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you go to the website, you also find a blog there, other podcasts, a variety of things to help us on our journey to happiness. If you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is drpuff@cox.net. That's drpuff@cox.net. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.